What does a post-oil economy in Saudi Arabia look like? Well, today, the kingdom approved an economic reform plan that considers that future. In fact, Saudi Arabia's Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman told Al Arabiya today that, quote, by 2020, we'll be able to live without oil. Well, joining us now with more is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She's joining us from New York. Hi there, Jill.
Hello.
So 2020 is only 4 years away. It sounds like a tall order, especially for a country like Saudi Arabia that relies so much on oil. Remind us, how much of the economy is reliant on oil there?
You know, it's pretty stunning. Oil still accounted for over 70% of total revenue last year. And of course, because oil prices have plunged by about 60% over the past 2 years, there's been havoc in the Saudi Arabian economy, as well as all of the oil exporting countries. IMF says last year, the Middle East lost a staggering $390 billion in revenue due to lower oil, probably going to be about $500 billion this year. And I understand that for Saudi Arabia, they need to see crude oil up at about Brent oil up at about $86 a barrel. That's about double the current world market price,
right,
to keep their balanced budget.
A big gap. They're feeling the pinch of these worldwide low oil prices, but still 70% of the nation's revenue relies on oil. So is it even feasible for the country to say that they can live without oil in just 4 years?
We all have to have goals, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's really hard to say. I mean, look, this is I should point out that the spearheading of this effort is the 30-year-old son of King Salman, who leads the Council for the Economic and Development Affairs. So this is called Saudi Vision 2030, not just 4 years, but really it's about 15 years. This strategy is basically trying to diversify the kingdom's economy and create more jobs. Look, just think about it here. You're Pittsburgh. It's 30 years ago. You say, oh my gosh, we are no longer going to be the steel capital of the world. We've got to reinvent ourselves. It took a long time there. This is a long-term plan. It does involve transforming the kingdom into an energy and industrial conglomerate. They want to try to have a goal of raising non-oil revenue by $100 billion by 2020. Look, whether they do it or not, it's unclear. I think this is a pretty audacious plan, however.
Right. So I see them trying to move beyond oil through mineral mining, military, but then also there's the fact that oil has basically provided all those subsidies that the kingdom has relied on, the people of the kingdom have relied on for so many years. Other Middle East countries have also tried to reduce oil dependence. Implementation, a problem there, though. So how likely is the government to follow through in Saudi Arabia?
You know, I think that the Saudis probably have more of a commitment. You're absolutely right. There have been other countries that have tried to do it. United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait. They've presented similar plans in the recent past. But the implementation has been a challenge in these countries where there's the absence of elected officials, right? So there's no real accountability. But I do want to point out, Saudi Arabia has already taken some steps to address these economic imbalances. At the end of last year, the government did take a pretty difficult step. It raised the domestic price of fuel, water, and electricity. And in a country where the population is pretty accustomed to those cheap utility prices, these changes have been pretty hard to swallow. It also cut its foreign scholarship program. You know, I should point out, you know, for all those years, we've seen Saudi Arabia sit on piles of money.
Yep.
They're spending some of that money to make this happen.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks.
Great to be with you.